I should have given you the two-poem warning. That was the penultimate poem. I'll finish with a poem called... I'll finish with a poem called A Minute's Silence. I wanted to read this because I feel as though I ought to own up now, actually. This poem is more than routinely indebted to McNeice because it contains a short phrase of his from a poem called Sunday Morning. If ever an audience was going to spot that, you are it. And it's going back to that thing about stopping the world and doing something with time that McNeice did so beautifully and successfully and intriguingly, I think. So I'll read this poem and then I'll sit down. Thank you. A minute's silence. The singing stops. Each player finds his spot around the 10-yard circle that until tonight seemed redundant, there just for show. The PA asks us to observe the hush. We find we're standing in a groundsman's shoes, the quiet he must be familiar with while squeaking chalk paste up the grassy touch or overseeing a private ritual and scattering the last mortal remains of a diehard fan beneath each home end stanchion. No one keeps account or checks their watch, so space is opened up. It seems to last a small eternity. The happy hour that stretches to three, the toast, the final spin. I observe the silence sneak through turnstiles and catch on quick. A bar muffles its pumps. In function rooms, a wedding reception freezes still as its own photograph. An awful bagwash winds down mid-cycle. A Saturday gridlocked, unaccompanied by hooters or sirens. Like early audiences, we've left the street to its own devices to watch the flicking shadow of itself on screen, the pairing spool somehow apart from all of this. It leaves the one-way system and finds less work to do outside of town. A rookery, light aircraft, and the wind banging gates or moaning through the lines. How still without birdsong. It still guts me to think of all the havoc wreaked each spring. We combed the hedges outside our estate and stole the stillborn clutches from each nest. All that music blown and set in file on sawdust in a £2 biscuit tin. Displayed to rivals in attack formation, a 4-3-3 of fouls and passerines. Sooner or later, silence reaches the coast and stops just short of getting its feet wet. There's something of the ice age to all this. The only sound, the white noise of the sea that is all song, all talk, all colour mixed. Before that whistle bursts a hole and brings the air rushing back in with arc lighting, calls for owners of the double parked, the last verse of You'll Never Walk Alone, never the sweet silver song of a lark. Listen to where the shore meets the salt water, a million tiny licking, chopping sounds. The dead, the never born, the locked out souls are scratching on the thin shell we have grown around ourselves. Listen, the afternoon is dark already, and there is a moon. Thank you very much.